It's time again for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Visiting this week with Carolyn Brower, Ag Promotion Coordinator. I'm Shaylee Peters. Carolyn, you've got your February board meeting coming up next week, and there is a lot of stuff leading up to this board meeting that you have been doing. You were just in D.C. not that long ago, and one of the big items on your agenda will be some of these national meetings that you have attended.
Absolutely. So we always have a part in our meetings where we do review from each of the board members who've attended any of our national meetings. And obviously the biggest one was the U.S. Wheat National Association of Wheat Growers Winter Wheat Conference, where we talked a lot of the international trade issues. And so we're going to get some feedback from the board members that attended that meeting, what the results were, what we can do with some of those issues here in the state. We'll also have some feedback from a couple of board members who are attending Wheat Foods Council meeting on some of the gluten and nutrition information and messaging that we can do, as well as our Wheat Marketing Center, which is an international marketing and research cooperator out of Portland. We'll get a report from our board member in his meeting out there as well.
And another key part of Monday's board meeting specifically, you will be going through your first reading of your funding proposals.
So we're coming up here, and on the one hand, it seems early, and on the other hand, it's not. For funding proposals for our fiscal year 18-19, and because we do a two-reading process for most of our funding proposals, which means they have to, you know, go through two reviews by the board at meetings, this will be the first time the board examines any opportunities to fund contracts or projects or organizations for the July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2019 year.
And you've got several speakers for Monday's meeting as well.
Absolutely. So kind of tying into, again, focusing on how we can better help wheat producers across the state and how other organizations are tying into research and things that can help with the mission of the Wheat Board. We have Nancy Johnner with USDA FSA, who's going to come in and speak to the group. We also have Amanda Raymer-Tate from UNL's Food Science and Technology Department, and Mark Wilkins with the Industrial Ag Product Center, all coming in to talk on some different issues during the board meeting.
Now, this is open to the public for the open portion of the meeting. And so if anyone is interested in coming down for Monday's meeting, attending that, or just looking for information in general, where can they find that, Carolyn?
Sure. So all of the information on the meeting is on our website. You can go wheat.nebraska.gov, or they can contact us here at our office. But again, our meetings are open to the public. They can come. There are no executive sessions currently scheduled on the agenda. Again, interested parties can find the information on the website or contact our office. We're happy to share a copy of the agenda. The meeting will be held at the Eastern Nebraska Research and Extension Center out at Ithaca.
All right. Thanks so much. It's Carolyn Brower, Ag Promotion Coordinator with the Nebraska Wheat Board, discussing their upcoming board meeting to be held on Monday. For more information on that, visit wheat.nebraska.gov. With this week's Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, I'm Shaylee Peters.